Skullduggery. My gloved hands spun the wheels of my chair up the ramp and into my house on Dwight in Berkeley. I had completed my morning 5-mile spin and felt fantastic, ready for breakfast. Then I would check out my website and get to work. That is, if I had any work. Business had been a bit sparse recently. Many people were under the mistaken impression that they could run a skip trace on their own. Of course, they could, as long as the person they were looking for didn't mind being found. A serious search required a trained private investigator like me, or so I reasoned with what customers I did snare. Shit, I exclaimed as I entered my living room. Henrietta was back. The signs were everywhere. A wrapper smeared with ketchup from a Big Mac, no doubt her breakfast, an empty bag of chips, haze from her goddamn Camels, the astringent odor of musk, her idea of sexy pheromones. Her greasy backpack, covered with legalized pot and Peace Now decals, stood by the door where she had dropped it. She must have kept the key from when she worked for me. Was she going to ask me to rehire her as my legs? No way. I was still recovering from my encounter with Ralph and Patsy, a warehouse full of marijuana plants and the mob. That lady was trouble.
Oh, there you are, Crisp, she said.
A new ring on her tongue gave Henrietta a slight lisp. Her name for me almost sounded like Crisp.
Run over any babies or old ladies? She continued.
Her spiked hair, dyed blinding green, matched her eyeshadow and nails. The nails were a new touch. Last time I saw her, they were black. Her skin looked bleached, like she had scrubbed it with Comet. She could give Michael Jackson a tip or two. Her tight jeans, worn through in the crotch area, exposed a hint of...